This is one that was requested by somebody here today. An old song from 1990 something or other. A song about a fine city in the middle of America. And see if you miss that D string. If you do, I promise I'll have one at the show tonight. So there's a...
Got a tow from a guy named Joe. It cost $60. I hope I don't run out of dough. He told me about a sex offense, put him 3 days in jail. Stuck in Indianapolis. Hope I live to tell the tale. Can't go west. Can't go east. I'm stuck in Indianapolis. With a fuel pump, that's just safe. 10 days on the road, 9 4 hours from my hometown. This hell or Indianapolis, with no way to get around. Call my girl to tell her of the troubles that I had. First time I called her in 10 days, I guess that made her mad. Far as she's concerned, to be home in this state, stuck in Indianapolis with no way to set things straight. Can't go west, can't go east. I'm stuck in Indianapolis with a fuel pump that's destiny. 10 days on the road, 9 4 hours from my hometown. This feller in Indianapolis with no way to get around. More than I could stand. If I could catch a ride, really think I'd ditch this band. But who knows what this repair will cost. Scared to spend that dime. I'll puke if that jukebox plays John Cougar one more time. But if I ever leave here, I hope never to return. If I get that van back, man, the road I'm gonna burn. But right now my future's in the hands of the boys down at Firestone. Stuck in Indianapolis, feeling all alone. Can't go west, can't go east. I'm stuck in Indianapolis with a fuel pump that's just safe. 10 days on the road, 9 4 hours from my hometown. Is this hell or Indianapolis with no way to get around? Said, is this hell or Indianapolis with no way to get around?
String required. The rumors are true. It is totally unnecessary. Man, just think if you played 12-string guitar, how many you could break and nobody would miss them. That's awesome. I put these strings on at Christmas. They finally gave it up. Let's see, what time is it going to be anyway? Okay, we're gonna play like another one or two, and we got miles to go before we sleep tonight. We gotta go all the way down the street and load a bunch of heavy equipment. So let's see. Let's do the one that we might be most famous for in certain circles, which is the one about the car, which this car was it was an actual factual car. It was a 1977 Chrysler New Yorker that I bought because it had stainless steel exhaust pipes and glass packs. And immediately found out that that's nothing to judge a car by.